Welcome back. You're here with Rob and Leanna on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And we're going to be talking for the next little bit about a topic that I don't think we've covered a ton on this show before, but it is something that we talk to clients about on a regular basis. And that's a retirement that's slightly out of the ordinary. I'm quitting my 9-to-5 day job and I'm doing something else.
Slightly different, but it is fairly common, especially here in Alberta. And we're talking about selling the farm.
That's right. And whether that's selling the farm or it's just quote unquote retiring from the day-to-day farm duties, there's quite a few complicated pieces that we need to think about when we're actually going through that process.
There is. Now, you know what? Here are the things. I'm going to talk about some stats here from the last census. And this is what brought up us talking about this conversation, because the average age of a farmer is now over 55. 90% of farm families do not have a written plan in place of a transition. And 98% of Canadian farms are still family owned, right? So if it is a family, that brings up a very different conversation of complexity. And I think the last stat here, which was crazy to me, is 40% of farms are set to be sold or turned over by 2033.
Wow. That's a big group of farmers who will be needing to figure out a way to actually pass that on to the next generation.
And what to think about first? Mm-hmm. That is the big question.
Well, and I think maybe we'll start there. So if you think you've been farming for a while and you're thinking about maybe it's time to take a step back, do a little bit less, or maybe you have some kids that want to be more involved, what's the first step?
Well, I think the first step the first thing to think about is coming up with a plan, right? And that plan can have multiple options in it. And I'm going to start with the thing of, you know, there can be this sold in tranches. You don't have to sell the entire farm or the full Monty at one time. So that's one thing to consider. The other big thing to consider is family going to be involved in this? Can we transition over time? Or is this going to be to outsiders?
And there's two parts to that kind of decision. It's the financial piece of, do I want to sell the whole thing or pieces? Who do I sell it to? And how do we fund that? So that's the kind of financial decision behind it. And then the other piece is the emotional piece. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, they're not necessarily the first generation of farmers that are on the land. Their parents, maybe their grandparents have owned the same parcels mm-hmm. for years. Maybe they've expanded it over time, but it's been their whole lives. They've grown up on that farm. They've worked that farm. And now they're 60, 70 years old and thinking about passing it on. There's a lot of emotions involved in if you're going to pass it to your kids. It's maybe a little bit less difficult than it is if you're going to sell it to somebody who isn't part of your family.
This is an interesting one that I've been having the conversation with family. My uncle still owns the farm that my mom was born and raised at, and it's been in our family for over 200 years. And he had three daughters that have gone on to in different career paths, and it is not in their interest to take over the farm at this point. So he has a conundrum at this point. So we've been going through the options with him. Mm-hmm.
So your options are, you have a few options. You can choose to look at other family members. You can choose to talk to neighbors, that kind of thing, or you can just go and put the farm on the market. So what are some of the considerations when you're looking at potentially either passing it on to family or selling it to somebody else?
Well, I think the first thing is that if there is some tie to the homestead individually, the house itself, there is definitely options out there that you can still keep the homestead itself and sell the majority of the land. And there's a lot of rules around that on how much and how to split the land, right? Depending on a few things, on who's buying it, the number of beneficiaries, when that's going to take place. And again, how much you want to be involved still. Because if the emotion is you don't want to be farming anymore and you're going to be passing this on, is living in the homestead while it's all going around you going to be good for your mental health?
Mm-hmm. That might not be easy to do without getting involved.
No.
So that's a really good point. And then the other, I think the other point that people need to think about, and can add to this if you'd like, but I think the other piece is, as soon as you decide that you're maybe looking at this decision, it's time to get your team of professionals together to help you out with that.
I think this is that's a huge point to make. You can't do this on your own. And maybe the team you have in place that has helped operate the family farm, maybe not be the best one in the next chapter or in the transition. And so in my experience, in our experience, we've worked with specific on the ag side, one on real estate, second on accounting, right? There's specific accounting and complexities in tax advantages, benefits in selling your farm that specific ag accountants can help with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big one. And I'll go on to you on, you have a legal background, mm-hmm. onto the legal side, right? Because there is a lot of legality in place as well.
Well, it's important that you have the right structures and everything in place to make that transition A, as smooth as possible, and B, as tax efficient as possible, whether that's incorporating or it's claiming the capital gains exemption for that. And a good lawyer on your team is important to have. But I think one thing that a lot of people don't necessarily consider as part of that farm transition is, what do you do with the income that you used to have, the lump sum that you walk away with if you have sold the land? How do you make that last then for the entirety of your retirement? How do you keep paying yourself from that income?
And I think this is part of the hardest part of the conceptualized part of transitioning your farm, because your farm has created income and a lifestyle for you and for your family, potentially for generations. So you know how to operate and create income from crop or yield. And now what? Now your yield has to come from something that you probably haven't spent a ton of time and experience looking at, right? And creating an investment or a portfolio outside of the farm that is going to create an income flow for your retirement outside of that farm life.
Yeah, I think that's the piece that we see most people struggle with, or they go through the transition, they've done everything right to actually make that transition happen, then they hit the end of the transition and they're left with a pile of capital and not 100% sure how to make that work for them in order to keep paying themselves in order to live.
That takes a specialized team, one that we've helped a ton of farm transition with. And it can take more time and education to get into that approach.
Well, we'll be talking about how you can make any assets that you've gotten from the sale of your farm last and work for you throughout your retirement at our next seminar.
You can join us. We'll be in Lethbridge. This will be next week, Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Or you can join us next in Calgary, Tuesday, June the 4th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Rob and I would love to see you, particularly if you have your farm property and you want to talk to us about that. We'll love to see you in Lethbridge on May 7th. And just a reminder that you can access any past segments of this show on morethanmoneyradio.com or on your podcast player of choice. On behalf of Rob and myself, thanks for joining us today on More Than Money and QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.